The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, everyone. Today is a special day on the calendar of our church year at the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Today we'll observe a tradition in our denomination and in our fellowship, a flower communion. And today we'll also conduct a bridging ceremony honoring young members of our faith community who are moving on to another stage of growth and development. I'm Jerry Lazaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship, a liberal religious community dedicated to exploring new paths to kindness and spiritual growth. And this morning, I'm delighted to assist Reverend Andrew Weber and Ann Rostosky as we observe two great traditions in our faith community. And on behalf of the worship committee and our fellowship, I welcome everyone joining us this morning, whoever you are, wherever you may be on your life's journey, on your spiritual journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you. We welcome you and invite you to join us in worship this morning. And we extend a special welcome to anyone visiting us for the second time or for the first time in a long time. If you're not already or not still connected with us, we urge you to fill out a visitor's card. If you're joining us online, you'll find a link to that card in the chat box. And if you're here with us in person, you can get a copy from our greeter, who this morning was Preston Lutwiler, I believe. Filling out that card helps keep you abreast of programs and activities here at the Fellowship, such as our worship services and our monthly book discussions, like the one taking place in a few weeks on Lindsay Fay's The Paragon Hotel. And I believe that Lindsay Fay, the author, will actually be joining us for that book discussion. So you don't always get a chance to actually interact with the author. So we're looking forward to that. And also, don't forget our annual congregational meeting coming up. And that was on the 19th, wait a minute, the 18th. Right, on the 18th, all are invited to join us, although only those who are members can vote on the motions that are made at the meeting. But we welcome everyone's input and look forward to seeing you there. Well, now, as we do whenever we gather for worship, let's light our chalice. The chalice and the flame form the symbol of our free faith. They signify many things, among them, our openness to the wisdom of many ages and many traditions, and our commitment to keep the light of truth, the warmth of compassion, and the flame of liberty and justice burning within ourselves and in our world. And we light our chalice this morning with these words. We depend on the vegetative world, the flowering world, for our very existence. Plants take the energy that lights our planet and transform it into the oxygen we need to breathe, and they are the foundation of the food supply that we need to sustain us. They speak to us of the most basic expression of our Unitarian Universalist faith. We derive from a common source. We share a common destiny. And in our flower communion and our bridging ceremony this morning, we affirm our interconnectedness and interdependence, we recognize how the light within us binds us to the earth and to one another. It's also customary for us to light a lamp for peace. And today, let this lamp remind us that the peace we so fervently hope for remains elusive. Violence and brutality plague the cities and fields of Ukraine, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and unfortunately, in our own streets, schools, hospitals, and even in our places of worship. So let's light this peace lamp to keep in mind how we must continue to hope for and strive for peace within ourselves and in our world. And as I light the peace lamp, as Andrew light the peace lamp, please respond with the words and with all the people of the world, may peace be with us.
Thank you, Jerry, and good morning, everybody. Good morning. Flower Communion is a specifically Unitarian Universalist holiday. It was created in 1923 by Unitarian minister Norbert Čapek of Prague, Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic. It's an annual ritual that celebrates beauty, human uniqueness, diversity, and community. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. He was first a Catholic and then a Baptist minister, maybe taking a path similar to some of our own. Norbert Čapek and his family found Unitarian Universalism, or found Unitarianism at that time, when they had to flee Europe and the persecution just prior to World War I. He and his wife, Maya, joined a Unitarian church in New Jersey in 1921 for the same reason that many of us come to Unitarian Universalist congregations, for their children, for their religious education. That's the power of Sunday school teachers, and that's the power of children and kids. And when World War I ended and Czechoslovakia was independent, the family returned and brought Norbert brought Unitarianism with him to Prague, and his church in Prague was the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship, and in just 20 years, his church had 3,200 members. Sadly, World War II was not kind to religion of any sort, and now there's a very small church, the Unitarian Church of Prague, which I had the pleasure of visiting at one point. Čapek turned in his ministry to the beauty of the countryside, to the beauty of flowers. And in 1923, he developed the first flower communion. He asked his congregants to bring a flower to church from their gardens, from the fields, from the roadside. He invited each person to place their flower in a vase. There was the church community, no less unique from being united. And following the service, each person could take a flower from the vase, one different than the one they had brought that morning. In 1942, the Nazis arrested Čapek, accusing him of listening to foreign broadcasts, and sent him to the Dachau concentration camp. Even in starvation and torture, he held a flower communion with his fellow prisoners, finding whatever flowers they could among the weeds of the camp. They testified to a beauty larger than themselves and a love that would outlive them. The Nazis killed Norbert Čapek, but his spirit, his courage, his commitment live on today. Those qualities have passed from his wife back to the United States in the Flower Communion service, and now to us. What we are about to do is not a historical reenactment of something over and done. This is an affirmation of our continuity with the generations of struggle for ever-widening liberty. This is a gentle fierceness which proclaims that in the midst of sinister days, there is always the light of beauty. Always. This flower ceremony is celebrated today with solemnity and with joy. And as Chapek asked his people to bring a flower and celebrate beauty, so shall we. So let us now join in the creation of our communal bouquet. Take a moment with your flower. Take a moment to think of all those things which make up you. The individuality, the strengths, the weaknesses, the faults, the accomplishments. Hold yourself in care, just as you hold that flower in care. Recognize the beauty you have inside you, the beauty that you bring to the world, for you do bring beauty into the world. Yes. Yes, even you. Yeah. You bring beauty into the world. Your beauty shines out from your soul and radiates through how you show love to yourself, how you show love to the world. Let all of you feel that affirmation. Feel that beauty. Hold yourself in care and in awe. Hold your flower in care and in awe. For those of you at home, via Zoom, continue to hold onto this feeling of worth, of beauty, and think of sharing it with others, with those far away and those nearby. You may reach out to your camera and virtually share your flower if you so feel called. For those of you in the sanctuary, when you are ready, please bring your flower forward to share here on the altar. And if you do not have one, we have some just outside the doors you can grab here on. What a beautiful bouquet we have created on the altar and in this virtual and real space. The bouquet of life, the bouquet of beauty. We will now sing together our gathering song, "Oh, give us pleasure in the flowers today." And as we sing, those children who are joining us today, remember when we had children in the service? We do again. How wonderful. They will be going. Yes. We'll be singing, and as we sing, they can go to their classroom to enjoy their religious exploration. Please rise in body or in spirit. The words will be up here. It is said that youth are the future of our faith. I actually disagree. I think this is a false statement because youth are also the present of our faith. You as youth, you bring your own perspective to our community. You bring your enthusiasm for personal connections and social justice work. You help challenge the assumptions that are held by the older generations. So thank you.
When the end of high school comes and our youth move on, it is a time of sadness and loss for our congregation, but it is also a time of joy and celebration. We are so pleased that these young adults are entering a new phase of life. They may not be around as much as in the past, but we want them to know that we will always be glad to see them here, and that we hope they continue to be a part of our national faith community. We want them to know, too, that we will support them as they make the big transition away from high school and into something new. We will support them in their dreams and their emerging new lives. So I'd like to invite the youth and parents forward. We have Karen on Zoom, I think. And okay, so if the congregation could read part one. Today we honor the youth among us, you who are stepping beyond and away and toward. Today we share in your journey and encourage your discovery. And if the young adults could come forward, Andre, could you join Manny? Surprise!
Today we welcome your energy and offer you a safe place to grow. Today we celebrate your hopes and dreams. Come live, breathe, thrive, and rejoice. Your time is now.
Parents,
today we applaud you for all you have been, for all you are now, for all you will be.
Okay, bridging youth.
Today marks an ending so that I may begin again to hope and do and learn and be.
And now if the congregation could read part two.
Today you cross this bridge, go now and explore with wonder. We will support and nurture you.
Today you cross this bridge. Go now and make choices that make you happy. We will support and nurture you. You are amazing.
Today you cross this bridge. Be patient and hopeful. We will support and nurture you. You are an inspiration.
Today I cross this bridge and join in fellowship Let me grow, but don't let me go.
Today we share a special place. Together we learn, together we love, together we grow.
And now I'd like to introduce each of the youth, and they will share with us a sentence or two about their future plans. We'll start off with Deva Kaiser.
So I'm Deva, and my future plan is to go to Beacon College down in Florida to study anthrozoology and studio art.
Thank you. Vienna Kaiser is next.
I'm Vienna Kaiser, and I'll be attending the Rochester Institute of Technology in August and studying film production.
And Matthew Sayer?
Matthew Sayer. In the fall, I will be attending University of Delaware. And I'm currently going in as undeclared, but I'm hoping to transfer into the engineering school to major in something like cybersecurity or computer science.
This is such an important part of both personal lives and our congregational life. We mark this occasion with a few gifts. We give you each a chalice necklace and a travel chalice. In times of joy or sadness, whether alone or in community, you may light your own flame. We hope that these symbols uplift in times of need and serve as physical reminders of the support and love that you will continue to have in this community and in this faith. One last time, we can applaud them. Seat. And Reverend Weber will share a blessing with us.
Actually, Anne, hold on just one moment. I've been giving a last minute notice that you are going to be receiving something. This is the cue. There's a cue. So thank you, Anne, for your right. You can come right on. Yep. For your dedication to RE and guiding our youth and children.
He said no, we're about consent here. You can say no.
A Blessing by Jean Olson, titled Go Boldly, for those bridging youth and for all of us into the next phase, the next day, the next hour of our lives. May you be brave enough to expose your aching woundedness and reveal your vulnerability. May you speak your deepest truths, knowing that they will change as you do. May you sing the music within you, composing your own melody, playing your song with all your heart. May you draw, paint, sculpt, and sew, showing the world your vision. May you write letters, poetry, biography, slogans, graffiti, the great novel, laying bare your words to love and hate. May you love even though your heart breaks again and again. And until the end of your days, may your life be filled with possibilities and courage. Amen. congratulations again. We come in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. Some of us grow in bunches, some of us grow alone, some of us are cupped inward, and some of us spread ourselves open wide. Some of us are old and dried and appear tougher than we are. Some of us are still in bud. Some of us grow low to the ground, and some of us stretch toward the sun. Some of us feel like weeds sometimes. Some of us carry seeds sometimes. Some of us are prickly sometimes. Some of us smell. And all of us are beautiful. What a bouquet of people we are. Celebrating the accomplishments of these young adults and the beauty of flower communion makes sense to join together. We are at once recognizing the worth of each one of us, of every person, and the beauty that we each hold. Just as we have brought our flowers to this altar, so we bring the gifts of our life to the altar of life. There is a Jewish story about an old rabbi named Rabbi Zuzia. And when he was an old man, he said, "In the coming world, they will not ask me, 'Why were you not Moses?' They will ask me, 'Why were you not Zuzia?' It is not important to live into an external idea, but to live into your own ideal. That is what we are doing here with flower communion. That is what we are doing here with bridging. We are saying to the world that our beauty, that our identity that we each hold in ourselves, that is what's valuable. That is what we need to live proudly. The eternal question is not what we ought to do with our lives. The eternal question is, who are you? And how can you be the best you possible?" And when we all live into ourselves, when we all live into who we are, we come together in community. And that can sometimes be the hard part, right? Because being ourselves as best we can, we have to recognize that that person sitting next to us is also trying to be the best you that they can. They're trying to be their best selves. We come in community. We come together to challenge each other, to support each other, to show our individual beauty, to show our communal beauty, for all the flowers of their gardens, in their differences, make the garden, make the bouquet as a whole more beautiful, more healthy, more alive. What a bouquet of people we are. Amen. We will now join our voices in song once again. These words, hymn number 8, Mother Spirit, Father Spirit, the words written by Norbert Čapek. So please rise in body or in spirit and join in singing with me.
As we do on every Sunday, even these special Sundays, we leave time in our service for those among us sharing a joy, lifting their spirit up, or a sorrow, perhaps weighing your spirit down, to bring that joy or sorrow to the light of this faith community to share it with us. If you are in the sanctuary this morning and want to share a joy or sorrow, you can come to the microphone here at the front of the sanctuary. When we have finished with that portion, Mike McNeil will instruct those attending online how they can participate in matters of the heart.
We have so many joys and so many sorrows in our lives that is good to share. It is good to share that those joys may be doubled, those sorrows may be diminished and felt. So let's just take a moment to think of those departing this life, think of those stepping into a new phase of their life, the congratulations, the goodbyes. In the words of the Reverend Norbert Chapek, Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. It is now time for us to share in our flower communion. I ask that you, as you approach this altar and communion vases, you do so mindfully, reverently, with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness, with justice, with love. I ask that you select a flower different from the one you brought. And even if you did not bring a flower today, when you take your chosen flower, note it carefully, its particular shape, its beauty, and remember to handle it with care. It is a gift that someone else has brought to this community. It represents that person's unique humanity and deserves your kindest touch. For those of you at home, reach out and feel the presence of everyone connected through technology. We are with you. You are with us. And although we cannot exchange flowers, we can exchange connection and care from afar. Maybe later today or later this week, you can take a moment and pick a different flower to bring into your household, reminding you of your beauty, reminding you of your connection to this community. Let us now share in this holy ritual of oneness and love, and we will listen to music as we do this. Feel free to sing along or just to let the music wash over you. I know this rose will open, and let us join in our service of communion. There are more flowers. If there is someone in your life down the hall or at home, please, after the service, feel free to take another to share with them, to celebrate their beauty and their bringing beauty to others. Actually, do you want to stay right there? Then we can just go back and forth. Great. Our closing words we'd be doing in two voices. That's good. We have two microphones here. Beauty is before me, and beauty is behind me. Yes.
Above me and below me hovers the beautiful.
I am surrounded by it. I am immersed in it.
In my youth, I am aware of it, and in old age, I shall walk quietly the beautiful trail.
In beauty, it is begun. In beauty, it is ended. Amen.
And now let us extinguish our chalice, but not the light, never the light of warmth, of truth, of compassion, of liberty and justice, or that light that we carry within us, the light that we can shine forth and share with others, as represented in our ceremonies this morning. Now, we'll join in singing our closing song, which is number 318, We Would Be One. This, of course, is based on Sibelius's melody, Finlandia, and the words are by Samuel Anthony Wright. So please join in singing our closing song. I guess we're back to the point where we can say, stand as you're willing and able, in body or in spirit, and sing our closing song.
To show to